curious about the specs of this guy. I mean, how cheap are they?
No, we want to get this record out. Sorry. It's never going to get out at this rate, what with Bob
I don't think it needs that
wanting this on and that on.
Yeah, but the thing is...
you can't blame me.
No, listen. You could entirely divorce the music from the explanation then. It'd be like having a booklet.
Yes, I like that idea, actually.
If you're quite happy about putting it out like it is now, what are we doing?
Well, I'm saying, no. Well, let's not put that. I'm quite prepared to put it out now. But I'm thinking about it for a few days. I felt obliged to say what I thought. I was talking to Sam Joe the other day about flexi-discs, and he said he reckons it only costs about 2p.
Mm.
And I don't see why it should take any longer to get flexi-discs, because it doesn't mean any extra sleeves or anything. You just put
exactly.
You don't even have to announce it. You just put the flexi-disc. You could put plus commentary on the sleeve somewhere, you know, and you could just bung the flexi-disc in and have it, and tons of warbling on about.
I think it's a reasonable idea.
I really like the idea, actually.
I mean, people could throw it away.
I mean, what time have we got for sorting this flexi-disc, accompanying flexi-disc out?
Well, what I'm saying is, I think that you should edit together, if you want some of Philip's heavy statement on and some of the other stuff on, you put some of the heavy statement and some of the other stuff on, edit together.
I think all sort of might work well, just nipping down to the library again. And actually getting some facts that you're looking at.
Yeah, but the whole point about the whole thing is that it's not about facts.
No.
It's not about Yuri Gagarin. The trouble is that as soon as you start on the flexi-disc, you're going to have so many minutes and you're going to feel like filling them up.
And you don't have to feel like filling them up.
No,
so
why can't we put that
written
down? Well, depending on what it sounds like, we could slam
that. We can't do that because we can't license it. That will take ages to do.
Yeah, it's just from Decker.
And that's getting over the top. That's distracting. I mean, the point is the commentary is... It doesn't have to have... you've only got one side to play with. There's no reason... You could have a flexi-disc with 30 seconds on it. There's absolutely no reason why you should fill it up.
Yeah, people say that, but they always do fill everything up that is available.
Why? You're threatening to now, are you? I think you're being really silly on that, Philip. I mean, you're just trying to find things to make things difficult on that score. I mean, there's, you know what you've got here. You know what you need a flexi-disc to do. I mean, well, I can see absolutely no reason why you should say... I mean, you can decide now not to fill it up. Absolutely no reason.
So now, just to put that comment on, if you would.
Yeah.
That statement you made all about you're going to die soon and whatever. If you want that on, then I think you should use this anecdote about Yuri Gagarin having a cup of tea, an edited version of Yuri Gagarin having a cup of tea.
Edited version of Yuri Gagarin having a cup of tea.
And then we can bring out the 12-inch disco version of it later.
I think it ought to be something about that peasant that greeted Yuri Gagarin when he actually landed.
Is that right?
When Gagarin landed, he landed and nobody was there, wasn't he? And he went for a cup of tea with that peasant. He did. The land, I mean, Russians never land in the sea, they always land in Russia or Asia.
Not on land.
And they landed in this farm over there, and he came up to the rocket and Gagarin got out and they took him for a cup of tea.
I didn't know they drank tea in Russia.
Yeah, and then about half an hour later, all these Russians appeared and said, where's Yuri?
What we've got in this is not simple, like everything else, and it's not even complex, it's multiplex. The picture of Yuri Gagarin isn't just about the Russian space effort, and it's not just about Russian society, it is about the individual as opposed to the group, and it's about human frailty. No matter how big you are, you're going to be dead pretty soon.
Good.
The kid's dropping a fishing rod for a Dr. Feelgood album.